The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe below for more ghoulish tales. Hello, and welcome back to the Dark Forest. As you may know, next weekend we are leaving on a little getaway trip out to Texas to sightsee and visit some old military friends of mine. But don't worry, this video is here for you. And it's full of some cryptic, terrifying tales, too. Also, check out the link in the description box. My online store has a ton of new merchandise and plenty of designs to go around. Pick up a shirt, take a selfie, pose your best pose, and send it to me in a DM. I'll give you a huge shout-out showing your picture on social media. Let's get started.
Is anybody there?
I've been trying to reach someone on this walkie-talkie satellite phone forever. I got lost on the hiking trail on this North Dakota's Theodore Roosevelt National Park. I was only visiting for a couple weeks with some family. Unfortunately, my family doesn't enjoy hiking, but they lived fairly close by the national park, so I decided to make a day out of it. I have a compass, but I wasn't paying much attention to it the first half of the day. Now I'm pretty deep in the woods. I've lost all sense of direction, and this has never happened to me before. I'm pretty good about this kind of thing. It just seems the more I walk, the deeper I get. It doesn't seem like I'm really going the right direction to get out of the woods.
Over here.
What was that? Did you guys hear that? It sounded like it was coming from over there.
Susan, come here. I'll show you the way out.
Hello? Who's there? How did you know my name?
I slowly started the backtrack on the dirt trail. I left the trail and headed deeper into the woods, thinking maybe, just maybe, somebody was there that could help me. I know, it's not the smartest decision, but it was getting dark, and my cell phone had no reception, and nobody's answering this stupid satellite phone that I got at Walmart. I knew I should have went to Big Five or Dick's Sporting Goods. Oh well, it's a little too late for that now. Like I said, the sun was setting, so now my visibility was getting worse. And me, I didn't bring any form of flashlight because I came here during the day. I started hearing branches snapping, the brush. Something was running through it. I started to see this black apparition in the distance, but it was really hard to see clearly. So I walked a little closer.
Excuse me, sir. Why are we off the trail? I just need help to get back in the direction of the parking lot.
Silence. All movement ceased around me. Even the insects stopped making noise. That gave shivers down my spine. I knew something wasn't right. At first, I thought someone was truly trying to help me. And then after walking into the woods a little deeper, I thought maybe somebody was just messing with me. But now, in total silence, I'm starting to think otherwise. That's when I see this thing with deer-like antlers on its head staring at me. This happened to me years ago, but it still haunts my dreams. We lived in a small town in Mississippi. We were both 8 years old at the time and in the third grade, going into the fourth. Stefan and I would always cut through the woods between school and our neighborhood. We would use that trail like every single day. We were best friends, and that was kind of our hangout spot too, usually. That was until we heard the voices.
Hey guys.
We both stopped on our tracks on our way back home from school. We looked to our left, and then to our right. There was nobody else with us in the woods. A lot of people didn't really know this area. It was kind of our secret spot to go to, and an easier way to get to school faster if we were running late.
Hello?
I said. Silence. There was no response. And then suddenly, Stefan got angry.
Turd! Speak up or don't speak!
Again, there was nothing. We laughed it off and continued our way home. The following day, I came up with some kind of flu. I was feeling horrible, and I stayed out of school for a couple days. Those kind of things happen, and it just leaves us walking to school and back again on our own. After the second day, I was starting to feel a little bit better. The phone rang, and my mom looked very concerned and worried to whoever she was talking to on the other end of the line. She was constantly looking at me while she was on the phone. I was puzzled, until she knocked on my door and walked inside my room. She was asking me when the last time I saw Stefan was, as he hasn't been home. I just shrugged. I don't know, right before I got sick, I suppose. That was 2 days ago. Her mother said she hasn't seen him since yesterday. I told her I had no idea. He hasn't called me or anything, so I'm not sure. Maybe he's staying at a friend's house or something. I really didn't know. I didn't know what to tell her. Now, maybe typically in a big city, this thing happens all the time. You know, kids go out, they have fun, they get lost. But out here, it doesn't happen like that. When kids go missing, there's a reason for it, and it's usually not a good one. The following day, I went to school as usual. My mom dropped me off because it was raining that morning. Everything was normal, outside of not seeing my friend, of course. I too was starting to worry. He's been out before, but usually it's just at a friend's house or something he usually calls. This was different. After school, I started making my way home through the woods as we usually did. About 3/4 of the way through, I heard Stefan's voice in the woods ahead.
Eddie, over here.
Dude, where are you? Everybody's been looking for you. They said you didn't come home.
I started jogging in the direction from where I heard the voice. Then, I heard something move in the bushes up ahead. It had to be him. I kept running. I stopped when I saw our old little clubhouse that we built together. Maybe he's inside there, I told myself.
Dude, are you in the clubhouse? Where are you?
As I slowly opened up the hatch door to our clubhouse, that's when I saw Stefan. His eyes were just open, glassy and wet. His chest was ripped open. Blood was everywhere. His heart was missing. What could have done this to my friend? And that's when it dawned on me. Who was calling me earlier?
I'm right behind you.
I live in northern Nevada, which is not necessarily desert like the southern part of the state. It's actually quite green when you head towards the Idaho border. I won't give the exact small town that I'm from, but it's about an hour and a half northeast of Reno. This is a short story of a sighting that happened to me last spring. I was driving my car on the main road heading into town. As I was just cruising along, I noticed there was a large flock of crows to my right in the distance. It was all tall grass plains ending in the woodline of the forest. And I swear to you, there was at least 50 or 60 crows circling and diving around this certain area by the woods. At first, it totally reminded me of the Jeepers Creepers movie, I swear, it looked just like that. I just thought to myself, yep. Something's dead over there, and I kept cruising. I was the only car on the road at the time, as it's not a very popular road to take unless you live in the area and you know the route. The curiosity got the best of me. I slowly pulled over into the bike lane and stopped my vehicle. I rolled down the passenger side window, and I started squinting my eyes in the direction from where the crows were circling. And I swear to you, all the noises the crows had made had stopped, yet they were still circling and flying around the area. But they were muted. It was like someone had a remote control and pointed it in their direction. All sound ceased to exist. I know it doesn't seem like it's real, but I swear, that's how it happened. And then, that's when I saw it. The skull-like head of this thing popping over the brush of the tall grass. Its head had some kind of antlers growing out of it like some kind of deer. Its eyes were black and hollow. Its frame was frail and thin. It stood straight up and pointed at me with its long arms. It knew I was watching it. I blinked and kind of fell back in my seat. The thing disappeared. I swear, it was there 1 second, and then it was gone the next. There's no way it ran into the woods that quickly. I got goosebumps all over my body just retelling this tale. I started up my car and drove off. No one believes me, but I know what I saw. What I saw had to have been a Wendigo. I am of Navajo descent, and I live in Arizona. I've asked my grandparents a lot of questions about the myths and legends of the Skinwalkers and Wendigos. Of course, they don't like to talk about it often. It's pretty secretive, even amongst its people. Like, I remember them telling me about the Skinwalkers, how it's a witch that could transform into wolves and other animals. But the Wendigo, that is something else. Supposedly, it was once human, but once it got its taste of human flesh, Over time, it transformed and mutated into something evil. Something barbaric. Something not of this world anymore. There's this something about the Wendigo that is even more scarier than anything else I have heard about or read about. They say it's best not to talk about these things, because when you say their name and think about them, that's when they show. It's like they know. I'm not sure how any of this is making sense. Heck, I barely understand it, and I live over here. My uncle owns a small local bar here in town. It's pretty antique-ish, meaning everything that's in there is pretty old school. There's a lot of different state license plates, souvenirs, things made out of tin and brass, all kinds of crazy stuff, and I don't even know what half of it is. Just stuff that he had picked up over the years from traveling. The reason why I'm mentioning my uncle's bar is that inside the main entrance doors, there's a skull. The problem is, it's not a normal deer-like skull. Yes, it has antlers like a deer, but this skull is long and narrow. It has several cracks in it, but the mouth looks different. The mouth has more human-like features. I thought it was just a crazy-looking deer at first growing up. But now that my grandparents had told me all the different myths and legends of things of our people, I'm starting to think that that skull is not a deer head anymore. And I'm afraid to even ask my uncle. Because I'm afraid of the answer he'll give me. This happened about a month ago when I was out in Russia visiting some of my family. We were on a nice little hiking trip that we usually do, and then we camp out at the end. My family knows I'm a huge horror buff, so they wanted to take me to this area that is supposedly haunted by some creature. They call this area Devil's Pass. I know it sounds cliche, but it's a real place. Anyways, we were talking about the horror movies that we had seen recently back in the States. We were about to make camp to have some lunch. When I saw it, well, we saw it. Next to some thick pine trees, there was some rock mountain-like hills. It was nearly 30 meters away from our location, but I saw it as clear as day. This thing was extremely skinny. It looked like it was some kind of creature that was starving. I swear it was like skin and bones. But it was tall. Really tall. Its head looked white. Almost white as bone. It had antler-like things growing out of its head. Its arms almost touched the ground, as they were abnormally large. It spoke. Clear as day. But it sounded like it was echoing all around us.
Hey. Come follow me to the fire. It'll keep you warm in this cold weather. It's right over here.
It started to point at us and motion its finger for us to follow. This was totally creeping me out, as I know there's no way my family had put someone else up to this, as this creature was far too abnormally shaped to be someone in some costume. I just stood there and watched as this creature turned around slowly and walked down the hill it was on.
Are you coming?
It said in the distance. I looked over at my uncle. He was in total shock. My cousins just stood there. After a few seconds, we all broke out of its trance, picked up our backpacks and the rest of our things, and we turned and raced back down that hiking trail as fast as we could back to the parking lot where we came. My cousins were just mumbling. They didn't speak out loud, so I didn't know what they were saying in the back seat. My uncle was driving, but he was looking straight forward and wouldn't make a sound. I tried to make conversation with him to ask him what that was that we saw. Is that the creature that is myth to be in the area? My uncle rolled down the window partially and lit up a cigarette. He inhaled, turned his head to me and said, "No, that is not what is myth to be over here. That must be something from your land. I've never seen it before." Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed the 5 cryptic Wendigo encounter stories. There's just something truly creepy about these mythological monsters. They're chilling to the bone. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Share it with your friends, and we will see you next time.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.